Pearl Mortgage.
Yes.
All right, let's start with how people get a hold of you.
Very simple. There's a number of different ways. You go to WGNDavid.com. You could also call us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 312-751-1333. Mm-hmm. I mean, those are the easiest ways for your listeners to connect with us.
All right, so what we've heard
in
the last couple of weeks, rates be going up.
Yeah, a little bit.
What are we at?
Right now, the average 30-year fixed loan, according to Freddie Mac, is like 4.4%.
Okay.
Last year, according to FreddieMac.com, you could go, it was like 3.8, 3.9. So we're up a full half a point from last year. No matter what some lenders out there want you to believe, right? Because there's still a lender out there. If you're not in the threes, call me. Mm-hmm. But they don't tell you what product they're putting you into or how much it's going to cost you to get you into the threes.
They just pick up the phone and giggle. They don't really have anything. It's just call me.
Or it's an adjustable rate mortgage, or it's a 2-1 buy down, or it's a, you know, when I was on Bill and Wendy's show last week, I said, yeah, I get you into the threes, but it'll be $11,000 in closing costs with discount points and everything else to get you down. So there's a number of different ways to fit you into. If I wanted to get into a pair of 34-inch pants, Steve, I know I have a commercial with that. I could do that, but I'd probably take 4 inches of skin off my hide in order to get in there and not be able to
breathe. Plus, we'd need a crew.
Well, you would need a big crew. A lot of come-alongs, a lot of axle grease.
Picturing like a big shoehorn already, though.
Right,
curvy.
Yeah. No, it would be a lot of heavy equipment to pull that off. But rates are up. You know, what does that mean? Short-term interest rates are up a quarter point. You know, the Fed raised them, and they're going to raise them again a couple more times during this year. You don't know if it's going to be a quarter of a point. It's going to be half a point or three quarters of a point. You know, they didn't say. They just said they're going to raise it again.
So if you're considering doing this, I would say not waiting might be a good guy.
We've been talking about not waiting for a year and a half.
Yeah.
I'll give you a perfect example of a gentleman. A WGN listener has been listening to me on WGN for years. He's 70. His wife is 68 years old. They're living in a home. He wants to move. She wants to stay. They're in a 30-year fixed loan, $180,000 at 4.375. They have a home equity line of credit with $100,000 that has increased 7-8 times now in the past 2 years. Every quarter of a point increase is costing this gentleman an extra $21 a month. What I talked to him about is putting him into a 10-year adjustable rate mortgage, combining both loans, taking out an extra $20,000 for a little rainy day fund, and putting him into a 10-year fixed loan on a 30-year amortized basis. His payment went down $100, and he had $20,000 in the bank. And, you know, he was a little freaked out about an adjustable rate mortgage. And I'm just like, listen, I got a better chance of giving birth to Siamese twins, elephants, than you being in that house in another 10 years. Okay? It's not going to happen. And he's like, let me talk to the wife, the boss and everything. There are still a lot of strategies out there, Steve and Andrea and Dave and everybody else listening, that if people want to rearrange their financial furniture, all we're doing is playing monetary monopoly. I got in trouble for using the other M word. So we're trying to clean it up a little bit. Monetary monopoly, mm-hmm. where you're just moving the pieces around the board and making sure the amount of money coming out of your pocket with lower risk is the same or less than what's coming out of your pocket now.
And you know this, David Ockberg knows every possible, and they're all legal, every legal, legitimate angle to play to benefit you. All that stuff that makes you glaze over and go, I don't get it.
Right.
He does.
Absolutely. And you don't have to get it. As long as you get it and I save money, which I did, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
David, interest rates will go up, and then there's a rumor that, again, they'll go up again at the end of the year. Who is this a better market for, buyers or sellers?
It's a great time. Well, it's both. It's a great time for sellers because the limited inventory out there, the home values are going up. We saw homes, you know, you'll be happy, Dave, in Deerfield. We did an appraisal on a home in your neighborhood in November, and then something happened with the loan. We couldn't get it done. We had to order a new appraisal just recently. The values are up $15,000 from...
But wait. Dave lives on a safari.
Well,
He lives on a road that goes nowhere.
It's not a safari.
No, it's Disney creatures frolic in his yard.
I've been living in that area for 40 years, and I had no idea that street was there. Until I had to go to his house to drop documents off for his loan.
Yeah, an animated Disney creatures dance in his yard
it's
every
a
day.
Nook.
David Hochberg's here. Pearl Mortgage, WGNDavid.com, and the phone number again is
312-751-1333.
Finish answering Andrea's question.
Can I follow up that?
I asked you if it was a buyer's market or a seller's market.
It's great for sellers because any realtor out there will tell you that the limited inventory is driving home values up. So the people that were sitting on the sidelines that lost on paper 15, 20, 30, 40, 50% of their home's equity in 07 and 08 and wanted to get out are now finally are able to get out back to where they were plus extra equity in their home from the 07, 08 collapse. It's great for home buyers because you know you're buying in a solidified market, right? You're not buying in 07, 08 where you bought it for 300 and then 2 months later you had a short sale down the block and now your house is worth 260. And then next week, you know, there's a foreclosure. Now you're down to 220, which happened to a lot of people that bought from 06 to 08. Yep. You know, it was like catching falling knives. You just didn't know what was going on. So it's a great, solid, efficient market. Right, you've got buyers and sellers, you've got highly qualified people buying, and you know we're putting people through an approval process prior to getting into a realtor's car so we could close people within 14 business days. All we need is clean title, clean appraisal, you not to blow your credit up during the time between we pull
that's
it and the time.
That's David's favorite thing is when you are this close to getting approved and you go out and buy something on a credit card.
Like a boat?
Going to Apt and spending $50,000
right
on electronics and stoves and refrigerator, which
and
is
celebrating.
Great. Right? But yeah. Get the flipping keys and on the way home from the title company, pull into Apt, meet Steve or whoever you want to meet.
Steve Shapiro, sure.
Right, and go open up an Apt card, but at least close the loan before you spend 40, 50 grand right. on appliances and electronics and everything.
See, I told you it was his favorite.
Yeah.
You know, and now you could get, it's wonderful there. You know what you could get? You could get a mattress. You could go get Tumi luggage.
Yeah.
You could go get a watch.
Yeah.
And then you
could
go to Dylan's Chocolate right there, and you can put it all on the app credit
new
card.
New computer.
It's phenomenal.
Washer, dryer.
A pair of sunglasses.
But wait till you close.
Wait till you leave. On the way back from the title company, stop into Apt. Not on the way to the title company.
I like the fact that Dave wants to follow this. Yes, Dave, you
I
have
do.
A question?
How much? Well, I have a question about credit rating.
Yeah.
And so, like, I have to buy a new car.
Correct.
All right.
Not on your credit.
No, I don't. And I don't need it. That's not what I'm talking about. But how much does that affect your credit rating? Just one major purchase. Like
all
that?
Depends on how strong you were before you pulled the credit.
I'm sorry. Super Joe says your credit's no good here.
It all depends on how strong your credit was before you bought anything. Right? We always tell people, anybody in the mortgage industry, any lending will tell you. Any large purchase is going to negatively impact your credit. And listen, you might be able to go out there because your credit is great and you're strong enough and you're healthy enough credit-wise that you could afford to take on a $20,000, $30,000, $40,000 car loan with a $300, $400, $500, $600, $700 payment. Might not impact you. But people that are like going out about ready to go buy a house, we tell them, lock it down. Right? Don't do anything. Don't apply. Don't close any credit. We always encourage people, if you're looking to buy a home, call up your credit card companies now and increase the limits on all your credit cards. Pick up availability and don't apply for anything. Like we said, Apt's a great place. I love Apt. I've spent tens of thousands of dollars at Apt on the 6-7 homes that I've owned. But wait till you own the home before you go into Apt to start doing, you know, buying your 3 or 4 TVs and your washer and dryer.
It's David's favorite.
Right.
I got 10 seconds. Tell them how to get a hold of you.
Very simple. WGNDavid.com.